right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 480. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who, when undocked, may be underpowered, but he's never outclassed. Wombat.
Everything you said is true. All of that.
Right. What does that even mean when you're undocked?
I don't know, but I know that when I'm undocked, I am underpowered. I've been told that before. It was in my last review at work.
Try to be docked more, is what they said.
Yeah, they said, works hard when docked. When undocked, seems less powerful.
Right, resolution, kind of, he's a little blurry when he's undocked.
Exactly. Then we need to set a date for docking.
Shipwreck, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
No. What are we talking about?
Good.
What do we always talk about on the show? I don't know.
Perfect.
Excellent. Perfect. Welcome aboard.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into more detail.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you as a regular on the show, finally.
Am I regular now? Have we just...
Yeah,
okay,
I think so.
Good.
As of this episode.
No longer a special guest?
Nope. No, not special guest Shipwreck. Now, featuring Shipwreck.
That's nonsense. That was decided when I edited the iTunes feed, like, so many years ago. It was official.
Why would you take that seriously now?
I wasn't taking it seriously.
It sounded like you were taking me seriously.
I'm just saying it's nonsense.
I think that was my point.
That you're full of nonsense?
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to the last show of 2016. What a shitty year for the most part. But good for some in some regards, but I don't know. Hopefully 2017 isn't following a trend.
Well, we'll find out now, won't we? It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Hopefully we find out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say.
Yep.
At the bare minimum that we find out.
I can't.
Should we do some show feedback?
Sure. Frisky Tanuki had to say, to stick up for Wombat this one time, the music intros suck every single week. I skip them from time to time to get to the actual show. Detective Conan 16 had to say, if Wombat were in charge of the CAGcast, we'd see a different selection. But Cheapy loves his clubbing music.
Wombat is in charge
Jasper
of the CAGcast.
Jasper Kazai says, I'm with Wombat. The intro music is
okay,
always
Okay, we get it. There's like five
Sean
more
Sean Ami
points.
Has
okay,
to say,
okay.
New Wombat is right about the music.
Okay, we get the
Radical
idea.
Salsa had to say, hey, GBD, regarding the latest episode.
I just deleted it right off the outline. See? Real time editing. We get the idea.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Wombat is in charge of the CAGcast. You haven't figured that out already?
I've suggested music before, and every time it's like, no. No, I have something. And then it says, doot, 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 doot.
Okay.
But, doot, doot.
Wombat's
doot,
maybe not
doot,
in charge of
but,
the music.
But.
Everybody loves butts. Look, I get just as many messages telling me that they love the music, if not more, specifically asking like what the particular songs
it's
are.
It's just people that want to be nice to you because they know that you have no ear and they feel like they treat it like a disability.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Can't we all just like the same music? Is it that hard?
Yeah, seriously.
It is hard. That is very hard.
Shipwreck and I tend to agree on musical tastes, you know,
somewhat.
For the most part. Yeah.
Whatever.
Our tastes blend.
Look, I like to have some silly music at the beginning of the show, and because I'm the one who puts the show together, that's whenever Wombat edits the show together, he can put whatever music he wants in there. But when I say Wombat
it's be
runs
the cars, what are the cars?
The cars.
It's going to be nothing but.
It's going to be stuff with lyrics the entire time. Somebody singing over top of us.
No, I would do the intro to Moving in Stereo by the Cars would totally work as a show intro.
But they're going to sue you.
Seconds.
They're going to come after you. They're going to.
They're not coming after us.
There's sound checks that they do on these. What do they call that? A content ID that they run. So the nice thing about these dance music tracks is that they're remixes of remixes of remixes and shit. Nobody knows who owns that stuff at this point. So you're not getting shut down for playing so and so's remix of. You know, Who's Your Daddy? I don't think that's a real song, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like a song you would find, though.
I'm pretty sure we just talked over it this week.
I better write that down. Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you about the music. Well, Wombat doesn't even listen to the show, so he doesn't know what the fuck the music is.
I stopped because of the intro music.
You stopped listening to the show?
Yep. When I found out that you weren't going to play any Tupac, I wanted to get it.
Right.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Tupac.
Exactly.
Right. That's ridiculous. I mean, I like Tupac as much as anybody else, but it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
According to Tupac.
Yes.
In the all-time classic song, California Love,
uh-huh.
He does like to keep it rocking.
Does that get you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though? Because like, apparently you made a song where you say you kept it rocking?
Yep. In the city.
It's not like Run DMC. Like Run DMC, I could see them getting to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame somehow.
Because they teamed up with
I think Run DMC is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm sure they did. They are.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
It's also kind of a pay-for-play at this point anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Tupac is paying?
You give the Rock Hall enough money. And
Tupac just like opened up his checkbook?
Well, his estate. So the way it works is, at least this is what they said last year. Steve Miller was the one who kind of like blew the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wide open. He was inducted, but the Steve Miller Band was not. So in order for him to have his band at his table, he had to spend $20,000 ahead to have his band at his table with him. Well, otherwise, it was just Steve Miller.
Okay.
And he's like, well, this is a crock. They've been my band for, you know, X amount of years, 40 years. I shouldn't have to pay for them to be part of this.
And right, it's like, called well, then Steve Miller Band, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the group.
They intentionally didn't induct the Steve Miller Band. They just inducted Steve Miller.
To try to extort money out of him.
Knowing that he would have to pay for his band to sit at a table and get an award.
Instead, he just complained about it.
Yeah, and he did.
So is that why the E Street Band got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that one year?
Yeah, separately from Bruce Springsteen, right. Yes. Yeah.
That one was really weird. I'm like, I guess? I don't really know. It's not like I ever think about the E Street Band being
separate.
Like separate from that, yeah.
Hey, Niels Lofgren had that wonderful solo career prior to... And Clarence Clemons, late Clarence Clemons, he had a hit single with Jackson Brown.
Right. Remember so that? It sounds like a scam. It's basically...
It's kind of a scam. Yeah. It's a little scammy.
All of what Pearl Jam got in. That's all I care about.
That's right. All.
I don't care about any of it. It might as well be the Game Awards.
So what songs do you think Pearl Jam plays when they go on stage? Because they usually play like two songs per band. So what are the two Pearl Jam songs? Is it Even Flow and Jeremy? Or
it probably either that or they play a Neil Young song.
Or do they have Neil Young come up and play a Pearl Jam song? Shouldn't it be the other way around?
I think they do that all the time anyways, don't they? They play Neil Young songs.
Yeah. But they should have Neil Young come up and play a Pearl Jam song.
I guess. Sure, why not?
Play like, I don't know, something. I'll think of something.
Don't bother.
Some Pearl Jam song you'll think of?
Yeah. It's a good tough. Pearl Jam song for Neil Young.
Give Him the Fly.
Sure.
Hopefully a holographic Tupac shows up to accept his inductation.
I think I saw him in Star Wars.
I was going to say, I think crazier things have happened.
He's making a comeback. I'm telling you, this could be really big for his career. Tupac. You could be in the next Star Wars movie.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I want to talk about it so bad. I want to, you know, luckily.
We're going to talk about it at the end, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw it too, and I want to talk about it as well.
So I'm going to go, and you guys can talk about it all you want.
Well, at the end, we'll talk about it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I'll go, and you guys can talk
but
about it.
But we can talk about it. Can we talk about it in a non-spoilery?
Yeah. Just give general thoughts like we usually do here.
Right. Because people.
In-depth.
Okay. So this is a non-spoiler discussion. It was so funny though. Like Shipwreck is so right. Remember his concern the week before He's like, I have, and I couldn't remember like if I had read it somewhere or where I heard it, but I was explaining it to Mrs. Chiefy. But, it, you know, of course it was Shipwreck who said, you know, I'm worried about any more Darth Vader in a movie because I just have a view of him in my mind as a, from a child. And I just, how could it be better than my imagination? And, you know, I think I would say that it was a valid concern. For sure. Shipwreck was definitely right to be concerned for most of it. Is that well, did I speak for you well there, Shipwreck, or no?
Yeah, yeah. I think, and it's even more concerning when this is like immediately before like the Darth Vader that we know and love.
It's just literally right before.
Right, yeah, like literally right before he turns into super evil badass. Like, just stoic, badass guy that everybody's afraid of.
James Earl Jones.
Yes.
That was James Earl Jones, by the way.
Sure.
I figured they would just, you know, get one of the...
Nice man.
Get a nice man, you said? You've met him before, yes.
Yes, I have.
Through your agency work.
Yep. Very nice guy, that James
Earl think,
Jones.
Like, just in general, it's definitely a different tone than other Star Wars.
Yes, less jokey overall.
I'll probably see it next week is when I'll see it. So
less jokey, and the jokes that are in there consistently fell flat. Like, not a single person in my theater chuckled.
Oh, really? Yeah. I enjoyed the robot.
Okay.
I mean, I may have laughed twice. I like, I do enjoy a funny robot. I did.
Right. He's like the least funny robot, though.
Like, he's the least no funny? No, I enjoyed it. I don't know. I didn't think he was the least funny. I thought he was pretty funny.
No, I mean in Star Wars. Like, all of the Star Wars. Not like in this film, because he's pretty much the only robot in this film.
In keeping with the tone of the movie. He kept with the tone of the movie in terms of his funniness.
Did you find it... I found it off-putting that it wasn't John Williams' music.
Yes, I wasn't expecting to not hear the Star Wars music.
And it would, then like, I, it would, oh, like, that's weird.
Teeter yeah. on going into it sometimes.
Exactly.
And you're like, all right, here we go.
Right. I'm going to come. Like, nope. I'm going to come. Oh, fuck. What is this shit? It's like some like Canadian TV production of Star Wars. They almost got all the licenses, but not quite.
Music?
Yeah. Who did? I don't know. But not. Yeah. I know who didn't do it. And I didn't know that going into it. I feel like if I knew that it didn't have the music, I would have been prepared. It may not have been as
jarring. Right. I didn't know that either. And I still, like, it's definitely not him. I never looked up
to see
who it was.
Michael Giacchino.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it was a fine score, but at the same time, it was like, yeah, it was just off. Like, it was like, this is not Star Wars.
It was like tickling your ass with a feather, but not actually, never scratching it. Yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I mean, it was much
better.
That's
how I felt for a lot of the movie. Like, this
he
is
also
definitely...
did the music for the Star Trek, for the recent Star Trek movies.
Okay.
Those are good.
But he also, you know, oddly enough, according to Wikipedia, he also did The Force Awakens as a composer. So... I
think this is the fifth best Star Wars.
The fifth best. Okay, hold on. So you have the three original ones, right?
Yes.
And then you have... Okay, you think Force Awakens was better than this? I did the math.
I do. I think it's more of what I'm looking for out of a Star Wars movie.
But is it a lot better?
Yes, I think so.
It's a lot better.
I think that I liked the characters better. I like the tone of it better. I think that it serves more of a purpose in storytelling than this one did.
I felt like at certain times I was watching, they were thinking like, hey, what if we make a Star Wars movie where nothing happens?
Right.
Like Seinfeld. And then like imagining the pitch meeting, like Seinfeld pitching. Yeah, because for a while, you're like, what's, you know, we're just traveling around a lot, and like, what's really happening?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we'll talk about more. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more later. But yeah. I think it's definitely better than the original or the 1, 2, and 3 episodes. 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, no question about
the
that.
The prequels, the prequels, the original
that's
prequels.
What I was trying to think of. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's light years better than those. I watched some of those on, I don't know, either TNT or TBS has been playing them.
Yeah, they were on TNT. I want to say.
Oh boy, those do not age well. Like even though I did not like, especially 2 and 3 at the time, I did not like at all. And 1 was always like it's a kid's movie type of thing, but boy, that CG does not hold up. Those entire movies look like they were shot in front of a green screen.
They were.
And you can tell.
Yeah, they're pretty stinky. Did you see somebody put together a YouTube video of the lightsaber scene? I think it's with Count Dooku and Anakin. And every time their lightsabers touch, instead of the lightsaber sound, you hear Anakin saying, "I don't like sand." So just like, "I don't like sand. I don't like sand. It's pretty entertaining. Anyway, more Star Wars talk later at the end of the show. Spoilerific. New releases? Any new releases for Christmas that are worth mentioning?
Wild Guns Reloaded came out. That is on PS4. I played that at E3. That's the remaster of the Super Nintendo Wild Guns.
What is that? An RPG or something?
No. It's the one. It's like a light gun shooter.
Oh,
Where you're scrolling, and it's the Western. You've never played Wild Guns?
I'm gonna look at it right now.
But you don't play it with a light gun. You play it with the controller.
Was this in the arcade?
I think Wild Guns was an arcade game as well, but I remember playing it at home. I'm definitely looking forward to playing that. I'm waiting for the retail version.
The box art looks familiar. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. Familiar looking box art.
It's a fun game. Also, Shantae, the half genie hero, came out. I know you guys are big into the Shantae series.
Shantae. Mm-hmm. Shantae.
Sachet.
Shantae. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, I'm here for you.
I was really distracted because ExciteBots is coming out for the Wii U on the eShop. And I was just
remembering. It's a fun game.
I was just remembering that they, instead of making an ExciteBike game, they decided to make ExciteBots.
It's a fun game still, though.
I'm sure it's fun. It has a good review here. I see it's got a something. I don't know, 8.4 from IGN.
There you go. That's something.
But be sure to build up your collection of digital Wii U games. Now's the time.
Now's the time.
Oh, yeah.
To pay $20 for that.
You want to really invest in that ecosystem.
As someone who just did a license transfer from one Nintendo product to another, let me tell you. Get as much digital as you can. Yee. But you know what? For all said and done, it worked. And it was fairly painless.
See?
So. Yep, and now all of my 3DS digital games are on the 2DS that my son got last weekend. Mostly because my daughter broke the 3DS and the top screen has, it just looks like melted liquid crystal. So she cracked it in like 4 places. It was kind of gross. So now
they're downgraded to a 2DS.
Now they're downgraded. Well, my son wanted one really bad. He wanted that, and he wanted to be able to play Mario Kart, which we didn't own. And the fact that they had a 2DS that has Mario Kart preloaded in it, and the fact that he's only 5 years old and doesn't need a fancy big 3DS for $200 or whatever.
Can he even play Face Blaster on that?
Yes, it does have Face Blaster preloaded in that. I was surprised. And it has the AR cards. It has all of that. It's all there.
Woo, close one.
And it even has the RFID reader for Amiibos,
which my
3DS did not have. So, you know, all said and done, other than lacking 3D, and the screens are much smaller. I mean, the thing is actually very small. I didn't realize how small it was.
Like a Switch? Like half a Switch.
Like half a Switch. It's much smaller than I was expecting, but he really likes it. He's been playing. I have a Kirby, what is it, Triple Deluxe or whatever it was called.
I don't approve that. You gave it to him before Hanukkah.
Well, it wasn't a gift from me. It was a gift from his grandparents, and his grandparents could only do last Sunday. So he got it last Sunday. Don't yell at me. Yell at grandma and grandpa.
Well, you just send the word along.
Yes, I'll let them know next time I talk to
my in-laws. Impressed you found one of these mythical Nintendo devices.
We got it. We ordered it online from GameStop,
from China. Yes, from the factory. He
wanted the red one. He wanted a red one, and he wanted Mario Kart. And I was able to get him the two things he wanted most for $80. That's not bad.
Wow.
For you know, and also I didn't pay for it, so what the hell do I care? My in-laws did.
Perfect
gift. Yeah. So happy Hanukkah, love grandma and grandpa.
So Nintendo's not shipping these things anymore because they just want to not sell them anymore and just switch over to the Switch, right? Is that what's happening?
Switch
over.
It's so odd. I don't know. It's like they forgot. Like somebody forgot to place the orders. Like
like Christmas was coming.
Like yeah, Christmas is coming, and they just forgot. They were busy.
Someone deleted it off the calendar.
Right.
The company calendar.
Right. Just forgot to make any orders of products.
Fuck, we didn't really sell shit.
Are they actually all gone?
Yeah. You can't find any Nintendo products in stores right now.
Look at that, Nintendo 2DS. It's sold out.
You can't find 2DS, you can't find 3DS, you can't find Wii U's, you can't find NES classics.
I'm glad we ordered it for them when we did.
What the hell's going on over there? So is the strategy, I mean, it makes no sense though. Just sell everything.
Look at that. Not available on GameStop anymore. Red with Mario Kart. What can you do?
All right. We're going to have to talk about that later when we get to the Switch.
He's got, for someone who really never had a Nintendo console before, I had a decent amount of games to transfer over to him for his 2DS. He turned that thing on. He has like 8 games on it. It's not bad for, you know, for a 5-year-old just playing his first real games.
Right. Ty wants one of those. I said, no way. I mean, I have one, but I won't.
So give it to him.
Why? Why would I want him to bring a video game machine with him when he brings books now?
Well, no, not to bring to school.
No, I'm talking about
Elliot doesn't bring that to school.
Not to school. He plays it
a little bit at night before, you know.
But hey, he plays the Xbox and stuff.
All right. Well, then I guess he doesn't need it.
He doesn't. He got everything here. Yeah. And all that shit. And I told him, I'm like,
Nintendo agrees he does not need it.
Right. Well, I have one. They can't take that away from me.
Solving the problems for parents everywhere.
Why? Let's get everyone. Yeah. No more 3DSs for anybody. No more DSs for anybody. Now all Switch. Let's never mention the DS again. Perfect strategy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do. Are we done with the new releases?
Is that what we were doing?
I think so.
I think we're done.
I wait to hear from Shipwreck to tell me that we're done.
Yeah. There's a new Walking Dead Telltale series out, I guess. Is that true? I've kind of lost track.
That is true. I heard about that. But wait, I'm more interested in this game called Fat City VR.
You're the VR expert.
Yeah, I know. That's yours. It was Cheapy's VR corner. What do you got?
You know, it's funny that you say that because my VR headset right now is literally in the corner.
Nobody puts baby VR in the corner.
Yes, I do. This does not look like something I want. This looks like puzzles in VR that don't need to be in VR. What was the question? Nothing. I think we're doing an ad for Harry's now.
Excellent. They make a fine razor.
They do. And, you know, it is still the holiday season, and you still probably may need to buy gifts for a special man in your life. And what do all men have in common, Wombat?
Other than the fact that they all stink like a gym locker?
Yes, other than that.
Well, they all have hair on their face.
Right, and?
They all need to shave.
They need to remove that hair somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And
they need a facial hair removal implement.
Yes. And I think that you'll find that Harry's makes a damn fine razor blade.
Yes.
Very nice looking handle.
Yes.
In fact, I didn't shave my whole face and head again this week. I just went for the neck shave this week. Because
it's an important part to shave. Like if you're going to pick a part, that's a pretty good part.
The neck, you got to get that neck area. It gets too nasty otherwise. But Harry's has got a lot of great gift ideas for that man in your life. They have some limited edition sets. Those may be gone, actually. But
I think the limited edition holiday sets may all be sold out right now. But I know that they still have some great, you know, starter kits and bundles. So,
and they're inexpensive. They're very inexpensive, yeah. But they look expensive. They look like you actually spent some do-re-mi on this stuff.
And you can get $5 off your order when you enter the code CAG at checkout. CAG, CAG is how you spell that.
Yes. You're a good speller.
I did go to elementary school.
Yeah, I think you'll be very satisfied with your Harry's purchase. In fact, they guarantee it. I am now getting familiar with the little under the nose hair trimmer thingy, which I may have used to also trim the inside of my nose hairs. It can be used for that as well. But yeah, I think everybody should head over to harrys.com and you'll be very happy with the gift ideas that they have there. So thanks, Harry's.
Go to harrys.com right now. And don't forget to enter the code CAG at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code CAG.
How about Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and multi-platforming? Because there's big news this week, Wombat. I'm sure you're all over it.
Is this really news?
People are excited about
it. You know what the real news is?
What's
that? It's not that there's a character that's gay. It's that the only way that this shell of a so-called video game can tell a story is with a comic book. When your video game is only able to tell its story by an external comic book, then your game is terrible.
I just thought they had a news release that was just like, oh, yeah, no, the character's gay.
They have comic books in order to tell the story that doesn't exist.
They're
not
comic books. They're like comic.
It doesn't exist in the game that he spent too much money
on. I was wondering why this, I obviously have no issues with Tracer being gay or whatever the sexual preference is of this video game character, because there's no relationships in this game. You're just shooting at people.
No, they talk to each other before the round starts. See, you guys can't even. I feel bad for you that you don't play at all, because the game seems to be a part of popular culture now, and you can't enjoy all these dank memes that I'm enjoying.
Are you romancing characters during that pregame?
You don't know what I'm doing.
Is there a persistent leveling system that allows my characters to improve over time?
It's not that type of game. Weapons? It's not that type of game. It's a very specific type of game. And the fact is that they did such a good job designing the characters that people are invested in these characters. And as you say, there is no story in the game. It's really just, a competitive multiplayer game. But the characters are so well designed that people write their own fan fictions. They make their own comics. Blizzard puts out.
People are so starved to complete their incomplete game that they spent too much money on.
What do you mean too much money?
Into their own hands. I don't know. I'm just saying things to annoy
you. I know. But you understand what I'm saying. They didn't even need to do it. Why make a single player story game when people just draw their own comics? But anyway, the point is.
Why even come out and mess up people's fan fiction then?
By saying that certain characters are gay or straight or whatever?
I don't know. It's strange to even put backstory to these characters. If people are so invested in like you're saying, making up their own stuff for them.
Right. Well, there's a lot, I guess, in Blizzard's defense, there are so many characters that they can probably feel pretty confident that they can take one character in any direction that they want. And it's not going to really, in terms of backstory, and it's not going to
impact.
What if
every week they come out and let you know another character is gay?
Or straight. Maybe they do.
No, no. I just want it every week. They're just.
What if
the news story is.
Even the gorilla.
Right. A gorilla guy. He is gay.
Gorilla.
No Jews announced. I noticed that.
No, no Jews. No. That could be part of the announcement too. Still no Jews. We've got another gay character.
Everyone's gay.
The robot is gay. Bastion, we have a gay robot.
Oh, it's odd. But for people, I we're not fans of the game. People that are fans of the game, congratulations.
People are upset though.
If that's what you want. Oh, if it upsets you, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
People have like, because you know, some guys have had sexual fantasies about Tracer, and now they're being told that like, now you really have no chance.
Okay, you're right.
Oh, she's a girl.
She's a fictional character. Not even a fictional character that doesn't exist in any kind of physical form.
Dude.
You didn't have a chance anyway.
Dude, you know that I'm right, though. And that's what's going through these guys' minds.
I know you're right. That's what makes this that pathetic.
Oh, it's super pathetic. It's
as pathetic as it gets, to be perfectly honest.
Anyway, I mean, the game has transcended really what it is, which is just a multiplayer.
You say transgendered?
Transcended. I mean,
that's the samurai.
People,
dude.
There's videos of the voice actors doing the characters on YouTube where they're interacting with each other, and they have tons of views, and they're just talking to each other and making jokes and stuff. People like that shit. People are totally invested into Overwatch. And if they want to make characters gay or not Jewish, that's fine.
I'm fine with it.
I'm not mad about the Jewish thing, by the way. I just are think you? It's, I'm not mad.
We know you are. It's okay.
Sounds like you're mad.
I feel like I'm not mad. I would just,
you know what though? I think it's hypocritical to put that on Overwatch, because there are a lot of games that add holiday characters, and I don't think I've seen a Jewish character in any of them. All of the Disney iPhone games, all those Emoji Blitz and your Zoom Zoom games and your Crossy Roads, all have holiday-themed characters.
Not a menorah in the bunch?
Huh? Not a menorah in the bunch.
Wow.
So to put it all on Overwatch, I think, is overblown. But there you go. I'll stand up for Overwatch just this one time.
What is this, Bizarro Wombat?
I know, right?
But Overwatch
also
sells.
The fact that I really don't hate Overwatch at all. I know.
But you.
Well, people listening, they think that I truly
let them listen. Let them think that. I mean,
I know.
I think
I just
that
like to troll you.
Overwatch, you know, pitches itself as like inclusive and diverse. So that's why I was surprised that there wasn't. I know there's a dreidel player icon, and that's great. But come on, one of the characters could have like some Jewiness to them, you know. Maybe maybe Lucio could like wear like a tefillin, perhaps.
And not spend any money.
be like thrifty. Uh-huh. And
yeah, well, everything he haggles whatever the loot box is down to 10% off.
He just goes to the stores and tries the price match.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I only did that in one store.
Then you complained that it didn't work at another store.
Huh?
Then you complained that it didn't work at Barnes & Noble.
Well, no. That wasn't me trying to price match at Barnes & Noble. That was, I reserved an item on their website to go pick it up in the store. And then when I went to the store, it was like $15 more than it was on the website.
So you tried to price match their website?
I said, well, I reserved it on their website. It's not like I went to the store, saw it, and said, oh, this is how much it is, then punked it up on my phone to see how much they charge there. I went to their website, saw how much it was on the website, pushed the in-store pickup button, went to the store to go get it, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, this is $30. I'm like, but your website said it was $16. Oh, yeah, no, we charge different prices on the store than we do on the website. And I said, oh, well, then no thank you. And then I went to my phone while I was in the store and went boop, 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 and bought it on Amazon for $16. It'll be in my house tomorrow.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's just that wasn't me price matching. That was just me surprised more than anything else. Because if I'd known that, I just wouldn't have gone to the store. Who does that? What store in 2016 has different prices on their website than they do in the store? Can you think of any other store other than Barnes & Noble that does that?
Barnes & Noble may not be around that much longer.
I know, clearly. If they can't even compete with their own website.
Maybe they should announce that they're gay.
It was weird. And, you know, it's funny because people are like, well, it clearly says that when you go to order it. And it's not that clear, but when someone pointed out that it says it, I see it, but I honestly did not even see that it says it when I was on the site. I was more in the, you know, in the mode of I typed in my zip code and they said it was in stock and I just hit okay, kind of a frame of mind, but whatever.
Boycott brought it up. Barnes & Noble is what you what you're saying.
Yeah. Go to hell, Barnes & Noble.
I feel like a really hot holiday skin for Overwatch, if they did want to go like the Jewish route, is Wombat price matching their own website at Barnes & Noble skin.
Oh, that was annoying.
For who? Who could wear that skin?
And I did price match at Target, and that was, it actually goes with what you were saying last week, GP, about, not that I've gone shopping in a Japanese stores, but shopping in a store in this country where
it took you two trips to price match.
Well, in all fairness,
the determination,
I went to Target 2 days in a row, but not for price matching.
I go to Target like every other day.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that. I went there the first time because I had to go get whatever it is my wife told me to get, and I was with Elliot, and they had a copy. I'm like, oh, they have a copy. I'll see if I could price match it. The woman said no, and I said, okay, no, thank you, and went about my business at Target. When shopping, he went home. And then my wife was like, oh, we never got, I think it was snacks for the kids for school, so you got to go back to Target and get flavor blasted goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
And pretzel chips and individual peanut butters. So
those flavor blasted goldfish, they're good, but they need a coating on them. There's a little bit too much blast.
You know, my daughter only eats the flavor blasted ones. I find all goldfish disgusting.
My daughter loves the flavor blasted ones, but then she only eats them with one hand. And then after she's done eating them, she will just hold that hand in the air and not touch anything.
You gotta train them.
That's good.
So she just has so much cheese on her hand that she'll just hold it there and do whatever she wants to do with the other hand until until she comes up to me or I say, do you want me to clean your hand?
That's great. That's what I'm looking for in a child. They know that they're dirty and they're not going to touch anything.
Right. Just to hold that hand in the air.
That's fine. That's good. I like that.
But it could be for like hours.
you could show her how to wash it.
She could be like, she can watch an entire movie just like holding her hand in the air and not touching
anything. I think we might need a picture of that. I've been playing more Watch Dogs 2. I'm still playing it. I think I'm going to finish that game. I know you might be surprised to hear that.
Nice.
But I am enjoying, I like the social commentary. There's a fake Scientology. There's a Scientology knockoff church that you have to sort of infiltrate and prove that they're a scam, and it's fun to hack them. And I don't know. I'm having a really good time with the game, and I'm really enjoying the PS4 Pro optimized graphics, and I don't know. I like it. I'm going to finish.
I've been playing a crap ton of Dishonored 2, so I can relate. That game is very, very good.
Oh, good.
I'm really enjoying it. I'll tell you, I spent like 4 hours or maybe more on just the third or fourth level, just exploring every part of it. So, and it was the one before it. Even my wife got into it. She was like, well, have you gone in? Have you checked every room? Have you found everything? And you pull out the heart, and the heart tells you where all the hidden items are, and you're just looking around to make sure you didn't miss anything. And it was cool. And you know, solving little puzzles to get into little areas. And that game's got it going on.
How's the story? Can you follow the story?
I mean, it's fairly straightforward. You know, I'm playing as Corvo, the dude, and, you know, you're essentially your daughter, who's the queen, is frozen in stone, and you're trying to stop the people that froze her into stone. That's all you need to know. Uh-huh. From there, it's just a matter of, okay, you got to go to this building and kill this guy. All right. Don't get caught.
I can do that, maybe.
Yeah. And you get like cool superpowers and, you know, jump real high and stab people in the neck and cut off a lot of heads.
Yeah, I may check that out. You know, Mrs. Cheapy won't watch me play Watch Dogs 2, even though she acknowledges that it looks great. And in fact, when I was playing yesterday, I have to beg her just like if I can play a little bit before we get into our TV watching.
I think Dishonored, there's a little more interaction in the sense like if you screw up, she may have an opinion on what you should do.
And there's like there's more character development, like you're leveling your character, right? Or you're getting new abilities or something.
You're getting new abilities. So you're going to the black market and you're buying new stuff for your gear, and you're collecting runes to upgrade your powers. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. A lot of good games came out in the last month or two.
Yeah, and I got that game. I feel like, you know, I got that game for $30 or a little less than that because it was Gamers Club or whatever. So it was totally worth it. I recommend it at that around that price. I mean, it's a long game too because I'm about maybe 11 or 12 hours in and I'm probably halfway through. So,
yeah, I may have to play it.
I think you should.
Nintendo. Let's talk about Nintendo and Super Mario Run. Now, was that out last week?
No, we did the last show the day before it was coming out.
Oh, it came out on Friday, right, or something?
Yeah.
So, done. Done with it. Got all those coins.
Yeah, you're too good for Nintendo games. That's the problem.
It took me a day and a half. And yeah, so there's the three different coins, like the colored coins as you go through. So you basically have to play through the game three times. And so I did that and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I think it's a quality game.
Quality mobile game is what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a quality mobile game. I actually think it would be a decent download title, like just as a one-button game on a console as well.
All right.
I see no issues there. I think there's enough skill involved, and it's the level design is good enough that you could still be entertained just playing it on your TV.
I notice it's not on Apple TV.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I would like to play it on Apple. Well, I would like there to be more game, first of all. That's my main complaint about my experience with Super Mario Run, is that I got done with it and I thought, okay, that was a lot of fun. Where is the rest of the game? Why are there six worlds in this game? What Mario game has six worlds?
Well, mobile, smaller, you know.
Where are my other two worlds?
Well, you know, there's no DLC coming or anything like that. They said.
It's weird because when you purchase the game, it says like levels 1 through 6. Or worlds 1 through 6, whatever they want to call them. There's five, right? Four or five levels.
You're the expert. You're the only one who bought it.
I did not buy it. You're the only one on the show who bought this game.
There's four levels per world. And then like once you get done with that, all you have left is the Toad Rally, which I don't know, doesn't do much for me. It's just racing against other people's ghosts. And they screwed up because it doesn't link your friends in. They went back to friend codes with this. So it doesn't look at your contacts or your game. Well, I know Game Center's gone, but they can still tie into it. Companies can.
But I thought you could sign in with your Nintendo account.
You could. Oh, I got a little bit of a GPD promise there.
Oh. You could sign in.
Heard that? That was me.
You could sign in with You could sign in with your Nintendo account, but from all I can tell, that just unlocks the playable version of Toad. You can play as Toad then.
And what's the difference between Toad and Mario?
I think he's supposed to run faster. I never tried playing as Toad because that's only for Toad Rally. I think I'd already beaten the game by this point.
So do I care about this game at all?
Are you the type? I know you're not. No, you don't, because you're not the type of player that goes through and wants to find every little coin in a Mario game.
Nope, I did enjoy Super Mario Brothers 2 quite a bit. But
you didn't try the trial?
News. I did. It was fine.
Seems pretty.
I wasn't blown away.
Yeah, it seems like
I haven't deleted it from my phone yet, but
I think it's pretty good. I do think it's a good game. They just haven't figured out the pricing structure and the content for it.
It's not getting very good reviews.
On iTunes, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's not getting good reviews because of that, of the pricing structure and the content.
Do you think at $5 this game would have had a better reception?
I think if it was cheaper than that even. And had some kind of like buy-in. That's what you get with, like, that's what you have to structure these things, right? Is that you have to have something, you have to have the Smurf berries. And that's where you get your money from. The Smurf berries or the ads.
I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about how does Nintendo make the most money. I'm asking how do they make this game a game that people won't be annoyed by.
That's, people are used to the Smurf berries, is what
she's
saying.
So you
think
the Smurf berry method would solve both issues.
Yes.
I think if you have, because the problem is with the way they've set it up is that people play through those first two levels and they're done in 5 minutes and then it's asking for $10. And nobody wants that. No, like, unless you're just going to buy everything Mario, which is who I am. I'm going to buy everything Mario. I enjoyed the game. I don't feel totally ripped off for the $10. But I, like, the guy who finished my basement, he was over here doing some work this week, and he started talking to me about Super Mario Run, and he was like, that's such a big rip off. Like, I barely started playing, and then there's a paywall. And that's how at least 90% of the people feel, I'm sure.
And like, Nintendo missed that major part of the mobile shopping experience that customers view content that way. They didn't figure that out.
No, I mean, even if it's, you don't even have to pay wall there, have an ad wall. Like, people will watch a 30-second ad for another iPhone game to get to another level, and you generate revenue that way. You don't piss people off that way,
right? It doesn't affect the people who buy the game outright,
right?
Well,
and they added another mode today. They added like a friendly run mode or something where it doesn't cost you these raffle tickets or whatever, these tickets system to play the Toad Rally, which Toad Rally is what they're really hanging their hat on, is like the evergreen portion of this game once you finish the main game.
But you need tickets to play it. So
you need tickets to play it, and it caps you at 99 of these tickets. So just playing through the game, like, I had gotten like half of the colored coins and I'd probably already maxed out my 99 tickets. So I was just getting tickets that were just like being trashed. Unfortunately, the Toad Rally does nothing for me. So I don't know. It unlocks, you get coins that you can unlock stuff for your kingdom that you can build, but that's just not all that interesting. It's not a great kingdom building game.
So it sounds like nothing is really fleshed out enough.
Yeah, and I certainly think they could fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they need to have like an integrated friends list of the friends I already have, like
Game Center, the Game Center, it's
Game Center, Facebook. Facebook is fine too.
Facebook would be very good. Yeah, I think what is the game I'm thinking of? Jetpack Joyride, that links to Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, but the like Disney Blitz or whatever that links to Facebook. That works fine.
Disney Crossy Road does not. Go figure.
But they need that, and then they need a mode. I think they need a mode where you're competing against your friends that is interesting. I don't think the Toad Rally is that interesting. You know, it's certainly not interesting to me competing against strangers.
I don't know. You think? I mean, Nintendo's in a weird position right now because the Switch is coming out soon, really soon. Their last piece of hardware was a big failure, and now their Switch is a direct competitor with the iPhone and Android phones. They're putting out
Switches?
The Switches, yeah.
See, this is where I will continue to disagree with you. Nintendo's biggest competition has always been Nintendo. So what they're trying to do is cut out their own competition by creating one console that serves for the home market and the portable market.
Right. What they, yeah.
The selling point that Nintendo will always have over both of these things is the Nintendo properties, which, as you can see by just having one Mario game on an iPhone, it got a lot of downloads in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more value to any single Nintendo superstar than the iPhone as competition.
What?
The iPhone, the Nintendo properties.
Yes,
Nintendo
of course. But look,
Nintendo IPs have more value than saying that their competition is iPhone and Android. I think that.
But
that's,
you need a platform to sell them on. You can't just materialize a product.
They
and
need
sell it.
The games will sell the platform if the games are there and if the games are good. If they have enough games,
it's not entirely true. The Wii U has games and it had good games. And
they
it didn't
came
sell
out
the
too far between too took too long for the good games, the good launch games to come out. There weren't really any, and the games that people wanted were too few and far between. Where's the Zelda game for the Wii U? A proper Zelda game. How long? I mean, there was the one, you know, Super Mario Brothers game that came out, but there was only one. That's not
enough.
There
was two.
Was there two? See, I don't even know there was two.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there was the one
that
had
have
Luigi.
A Wii U. You didn't bother to buy a Wii U.
There was new Super Mario Brothers and new Super Mario Brothers with Luigi, which was an add-on. What was the other one?
Mario Maker.
That's not a traditional Super Mario Brothers side-scrolling game.
It very much is.
It's the same thing. You're saying that Mario Maker is a traditional Super Mario Brothers side-scroller.
Yes, you are playing a side-scrolling Mario game.
That's not how that game was marketed or sold. I don't think that counts as two. I think that you're grasping at straws. They did not have enough of the marquee games that people
they
wanted.
They had Super
on the
Mario
Wii U.
3D World. They had three Mario games on Wii U. I'm looking at them right now on my shelf. You just don't have a Wii U, so you don't realize that the Nintendo games were there. You just didn't buy it.
No one bought it, and no one bought
so
the games.
What? Who's going to buy the Switch? What
if
are you competing
have,
against?
If they have a Mario game, a Zelda game, a Metroid game
Nobody
available
can.
In the first year, they'll have more sales than they did of the Wii U, which had no Metroid games, no Zelda games.
They're not going to have a Metroid game.
A 3D Mario game and one 2D Mario game, and then a Minecraft wannabe Mario game. I mean, it just isn't. It wasn't there. The software was not there for the Wii U, and it wasn't there fast enough. And there wasn't enough of it in the first 2 years of the console.
I don't think the software is the problem on the Wii U.
I think the software is there now, but it wasn't there in the first 2 years. It took a long time for them to get software out, and they were releasing this software in Japan a year ahead than they were releasing it here. So Nintendo diehards were getting frustrated because they weren't playing the games that they saw coming out.
I think you're just
out.
Pulling stuff out of your ass.
It's not. I'm not. Pikmin. How long did it take Pikmin to come out here before it came out in Japan?
Pikmin is not a game that sells systems. It never has.
No, but it's a game that people who have the console want to buy.
And
people stop
buying
games.
Oh, I don't even know why we're arguing over this. You never bought a Wii U.
I know, because there was never a reason to.
What's your reason for buying a Switch?
I'm not.
Exactly.
Because the Switch doesn't exist. The Switch doesn't exist. We're still talking about a phantom console that has no known specs, no known price,
it's all
no
out
known
there.
Release date, and no known software. The Switch is a non-existent
3
console.
Weeks from now, we will know all of that, and I want to know why you're not buying a Switch.
When we know...
You have 3 weeks to formulate your answer.
I was going to say, I can't tell you why I'm not buying a console that has no specifics.
3 weeks. You have 3 weeks.
That's fine. But I stand by my Mario Maker statement.
You don't even know that there was three Mario games.
I do.
That's not even counting the Paper Mario games either.
Well, I was considering the 3D ones and the 2D ones as two separate genres. Same as I would say Mario Parties are not the same as Super Mario Brothers.
Oh my God.
As would be Mario Kart or Paper Mario.
Hey, all these games on the Wii U.
Lots of games on the Wii U that are not good enough. It just wasn't enough.
Well, you have to ask. These are the same games that you say you're saying are what they need to make to make.
I say they need to make more of them
and make them quicker. Is what you're saying?
And make them quicker. Yes, they need to make more and they need to make them quicker. One traditional,
you know what Nintendo's great
new
at?
Super Mario
making
Brothers
stuff and
U game
it quick.
That was released and they released New Super Mario Brothers U in 2012 and it's now 2016. There should have been a New Super Mario Brothers U2. And it should have started.
It turned into Mario Maker.
But that's not the same thing. It's not even kind of
Mario
Maker's
more ambitious than New Super Mario Brothers 3.
That's what they needed. They needed to make games that were more ambitious. They needed to up the ante with the software.
Mario Maker is more ambitious than New Super Mario Brothers 3. That's what I just said.
But it's because it's a completely different game. It is not a traditional Mario Brothers game. It was never marketed that way. I've never seen any footage of it that would lead me to believe that this is a traditional side scroller. Everything I've ever seen about it is a hand with a stylus. Putting chompers
down.
You've
never seen any
videos
of anybody playing this game.
Huh? Yeah. And it's just people making levels or people playing levels that people made. But it's not a straight ahead game. It's not you start the game and go rescue the princess.
It's an infinitely number of Mario levels in a game.
That are all user generated. I don't want user generated. Exactly. It is not a traditional Mario game. It is not a Super Mario Brothers game that would be considered in the genre of the 2D platformer like every other new Super Mario Brothers game or the original NES trilogy. It is not. You cannot say that Mario Maker is part of that. That's ridiculous.
This is very controversial. I don't think I care enough to weigh in on my opinion.
It sold 3.73 million copies.
I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm not saying it didn't sell. I'm just saying it's not the same genre. You can't say that it's another version of that game.
I can say that it's in the same vein as the other Marios. I have a clear conscience saying that.
Fine. If whatever makes you happy.
Wombat, buy a Wii and buy all these games and get back to us.
Well, I can't. If I bought a Wii to play these games, I'd be very disappointed.
Wii U, whatever. You know what I meant.
Nope.
Is the Switch going to solve any of those problems? You say only if they put out an un-Nintendo-like quantity of games in an un-Nintendo amount of time.
Like period of time. Because that's, I think, has been their biggest problem.
I don't know. Like, I don't know that the portable market is really there for them like it was before. And I've been reading, Digital Foundry put out an article about the Switch, about the rumors of how it works as a portable system and the changes that happens when you plug it into the dock. And basically, I feel like we might have guessed this on the CadCast like several weeks ago, but did we talk about developers having to make two versions of the games for Switch?
I think we said that they better not have to make two versions of the same game for the Switch.
Because probably when you thought that you also said that thing was going to be as powerful as an Xbox One.
Who said that?
You did. You said something along those lines.
I don't know if I said that.
Well, it turns out that they're going to have... that's what they liken it to. They're going to be making two versions of the game. One for the portable mode, which is running at 720p and a slower clock speed, slower everything to maintain battery life and because you're running at a lower resolution. And then they're making a separate 1080p version of the game or a docked version of the game. It may not be running at 1080p. Who knows? Because it turns out that I guess it's basically like an NVIDIA Shield, but it's running at a lower speed. Like it's clocked down overall. So it's definitely less powerful than a PS4, and it sounds like it's less powerful than an Xbox One. So I don't know. It's not like exciting news, I guess, for Switch hopefuls. But I think the bigger problem is really that I've said it a million times, that article about the last blockbuster syndrome, that just portable games as we remember them with Nintendo, dedicated Nintendo consoles, are just leaving in favor of like Shipwreck was saying, gamers expect these, you know, free-to-play games or, you know, Smurfberries. People are expecting Smurfberries. They're not expecting to pay $60 or $10 for like a home console type game on the go. And I think that that may be the bigger problem that the Switch faces. Not the clock.
It'll still make them plenty of money.
Yeah, people will still buy it. There's millions of people who will buy whatever.
It's a niche market now for Nintendo.
Right. It's not raining super. It's not a tsunami of cash like it was back in the 3DS, the DS glory days and GBA. I mean, it's just everybody's got a computer in their pocket now. Not everybody needs two. That's their biggest problem, I feel. Anything else for Nintendo? Who bought Ratchet and Clank?
I did. For $10. We had this conversation. I went to Target to price match and they wouldn't let me.
And then Have you played it?
Huh?
Have you played it at all?
Yeah, I played a lot of it.
It's pretty gorgeous, huh?
It is a very good game. I didn't know you had it. You have it?
Yeah, I bought it.
We both have it. We talked about it back when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, came out a while back. I got it for $10.
I paid more.
You know it's worth $10? That game is worth $10.
It's optimized for PS4 Pro as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? I bet it looks great. Have you tried it?
Yeah. I mean, it already looks ridiculous, so it's sort of hard to tell. But yeah, I mean, it looks great. It looks great.
That's a good game. It is a lot of fun. It is very much Ratchet and Clank. If you are still able to find it for $10 and you have an opportunity to get it, you should go get it.
Yeah, for sure. What else we got here? Anything else?
And yeah, I'm just looking through the Wii U library, and it's not the best, especially that first year.
Oh, it was very slow to get games for sure, and people kept saying, everyone's like, "Don't worry, the games are coming," and I guess they did come eventually, but it was too late. It was a drip, not a torrent.
Exactly. So I guess that's the point I'm trying to make.
And do you think maybe now that Nintendo has got literally all their eggs in one basket with the Switch,
that maybe we'll get the torrent and not the drip?
But for third parties, it's still going to be a drip. I mean,
I think in the first 2 years of the console, they had new Super Mario Brothers U as far as, you know, premier titles, and that was the first year. That was November after release. Then the Luigi that came out June 2013, so almost a full year later, to get the add-on. And does Game and Wario count? Pikmin 3.
It's a game, but I don't think that's a
marquee. Yeah, then you had Pikmin 3 that August. So almost 2 years after release, you have two first-party games.
What? You had Super Mario 3D World in 2013.
I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm still in August of 2013.
Yeah, you had Wind Waker HD.
Yeah, but that's a remaster of a game that a lot of people played.
You love it. I love
that game. New Super Mario Brothers World 3D came out in November of 2013. So, So now, you know, if you own that console and you've had it for 2 years, you might have three games.
Oh, you probably bought that Batman game with it at launch, too.
You didn't own it already.
Mass Effect 3. You were really looking to buy.
The first three years of that console, I mean, you know, in year three, you had Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze and Mario Kart 8. That's a big one. So there you go. Now you have. And I think that's basically it for that year. Unless you're counting Bayonetta 2. That would have been the fall release.
Definitely people wanted to hear a postmortem on the Wii U for the last show of the year.
I'm just saying, you know, it took them a long time to get their act together.
I agree. I don't think anybody would argue with that.
All right, Shipwreck did for like 10 minutes.
He didn't say that.
No. I'm just saying it is.
I said that they need to have.
They were slow. They were slow as shit getting games out for the Wii U.
They were.
And yeah.
Yeah. But they need to do it faster in order for the Switch to be successful. And if they could pull that off, the console, I think, does stand a chance of being a hit. And once we know anything about it.
Well, we know everything about it already. What
we
are you
know
talking
nothing.
About? We know everything. It's going to be $300 and it's coming out in March, and we know all the stats. We know all the specs. We don't know like launch titles.
What are the launch titles? That's the most important
Zelda.
Thing. The new Zelda game, which they keep saying I think isn't going to be a launch title. And what else?
Or is I got that all it. You need? Super Mario Run Remaster.
Ugh.
Home Edition.
New Super Mario Brothers Switch Maker.
Switch Maker. Super Mario Run Maker.
That could work.
Yeah, it could work. I don't think it's going to sell Switches. I don't know. Nintendo's going to Nintendo, and it's best not to think about it too much. Otherwise, you get a headache. Anything from the CAG bag here? Let's see. You got to do one or two. I mean, at time, Doctor writes in and says, Hitman is probably the best game this year. You all should play it. I played a little of it. I bought it on PC, I think. Yeah, I did. It didn't. The first mission I didn't think was that great. And maybe the first two. It seemed a little janky to me, I think. Did they fix it? I don't know. I'm pretty busy. But it is cheap. It is very cheap. What else we got here?
Would I like Hitman? I saw that it was part of the sale.
Yeah, I think you would.
It's part of the Xbox holiday sale, and I got $5 burning a hole in my Xbox wallet because I bought Elf for $5.
I did that as well.
Yeah. It was funny on Saturday. So actually, on Friday night, Sabrina watched like a half hour of Elf and was like completely entranced by it. And then on Saturday, I saw that tweet come out, and she had a friend over. Her best friend was at the house all afternoon. And I walk into Sabrina's room and I said, hey, that Elf movie that we watched yesterday is on sale on the Xbox. If I bought it, would you ever watch it? And her friend like exploded with joy. Like, I love that movie. It's my favorite movie. Can we watch it now? I'm like, well, I guess I'm buying that game for my daughter and friend to watch today. So, and I got 2 hours of peace and quiet while they watched Elf in another room. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. So.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's my Elf story. And now I got $5.
You're winning.
I am. I'm winning at this whole dad thing.
2016, going out with a bang, Wombat. Everything's turning up Wombat.
Everything's coming up Wombat.
But
I don't know. $25 for the full season, is that worth it?
For what?
For Hitman.
Yeah, it sounds like it is. I mean, I only played the first two levels and... Hmm.
You're useless.
It was on PC too. PC they always fuck it up.
All right.
So I think you go for it if you're looking for something to play.
We'll see.
All right. Let's wrap it up for 2016. And thank everybody for listening this year. You did a good job, guys. You downloaded the show and you pressed play. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me in Chipwreck.
No, I'm getting to that. Hold on. Wombat did an okay job. He did a good job criticizing the music, for sure. I don't know about his Wii U theories. Maybe they're okay. I'll have to think about it a little more. No, but
it's hard to come up with a bad reason for the Wii U failing.
Right, there's a lot of good ones to choose from. Yeah, thank you to Wombat and Shipwreck, of course, for doing the show almost every week this year. We had a pretty good run towards the end of the year. We like didn't cop out too often. Very impressive.
I think we had a pretty good year all in. I can't think of that many that we missed.
Yeah, we were good. Go us, everybody. Thanks to Harry's for sponsoring us for this whole year. Right? Didn't they sponsor us for the whole...
Uh-huh.
Wow. I mean, that's very impressive. So thank you, Harry's. Go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAG to get $5 off your order. And who else should we thank? Thank Thorbon for doing a great job at video game deals, especially during these trying times of holiday shopping and NES classics and just Nintendo shortages in general, I guess.
I would like to thank GPD for being the rock that keeps us all together.
What does that even mean?
The beating heart of the cheap ass gamer community.
Oh, that we. I didn't know which we you were referring to.
Everyone.
Everyone. You. Oh, and don't forget to stay tuned after the show for the spoilerific Rogue One Star Wars discussion. Yeah, Shipwreck, do you want to thank anybody?
I'd like to thank that gay Overwatch character.
Tracer?
Yep.
Cheers, mate!
She did a great job. Says? I'm glad she was brave enough to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a big step.
Yes, yes.
You gotta have your pixels in the right places to do something like that.
I don't even know what that means, but that's okay. I think we should end with that, actually. That's the perfect way to go out. We'll see you next year, everybody.
I don't think
everybody.
It means anything.
Exactly. I said goodbye.
Oh, bread's done.
All right, Ship, we can do it. We can give
Wombat's
all the
gone.
Wombat's gone. We got rid of him. We can give all the spoilers. We can
now let's talk about that Wii U discussion some more now that he's gone.
Let's get really into the heart of the matter.
Oh, so you didn't really say, did you enjoy Star Wars Rogue One?
I thought it was, I would put it right there with Force Awakens in terms of how much I enjoyed it. I would think that if it had the music of Force Awakens, I would have enjoyed it as much as Force Awakens for sure.
It's strange, like, how much that matters.
It does. I'm not surprised at all, though. It makes all the difference in the video games and the licensed video games. You take out the licensed music, the game, you know, suffers for it. So it's, I'm sure, you know, it's the same with the actual movie.
What did you think about these characters? Like, I found myself only really caring about Jyn.
Right.
Because that was the only one we really had a backstory for.
Yes, I would say that, what's this case? Ghost Dog. What's that guy's name? Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
Forrest Whitaker's character was like a total waste of screen time. Like, I agree that he looked really cool in the outfit, and he sounded, I guess, like when he spoke, it sort of sounded okay, but it added nothing to the story. Like, it was just a waste of time, and another character whose name you didn't really understand what they were saying.
I think, like, the whole idea was they were trying to show that there were bad things going on within the rebellion as well. Like, that the rebels weren't perfect either.
Okay.
It's a weird thing to do in a series that's, like, so clearly cut, like, morally.
Right.
Like, there's
black
clear
and white
bad guys and good guys.
It added nothing to the story, right? Like, I mean, did you think about it? Oh, wow. You know, even the good guys might be a little bad. I didn't. I just thought, like, oh, wow, here's a crazy guy who's, I don't know what his name is because I don't know. They just keep saying it and I don't know what they're saying. and I don't know, like, I guess he's crazy because he's saying stuff that doesn't seem to make any sense. And he seems to, you know, have some health issues because he's got like a gas mask from 1970.
He's like ghetto Darth Vader. He just didn't get the full setup. He's got the breathing apparatus and the robot parts.
He's like, I want to be Darth Vader, but I could only get parts out of this dumpster from here. And I have no force powers whatsoever.
That was a weird thing, too. Like, I knew going in that there were no Jedis.
Okay.
But turns out I really like Jedis.
Yeah. And Ty kept asking when the lightsabers were going to come.
Right. You had the martial arts guy, which, again, I don't remember any of these characters' names, so I'm sorry.
Donnie Yen is his name.
What was it?
Donnie. No, I don't. I know the actor's name.
Oh, the actor's name. I'm sorry. Yeah, the character name. I do not know these character names. I can tell you the robot's name and Jyn Erso and everybody else. Her dad's name was Galen.
Right.
And then anybody else that wasn't in the original Star Wars movies, I'm at a loss for who these guys are. But like, you had him out there and he was like all into the force and everything. But he just has that bow staff. It's like, just throw some lasers on the end of that thing. Let's get it going.
And he doesn't have the Force. He just pretends that
he's just really into it.
Right.
He's like,
right.
He wants to have the Force really bad. His midichlorian count is just way too low.
Right. He's got low. He's got a midichlorian dysfunction.
But he still has like almost magical powers because he's blind.
Yes.
But like has like super senses.
Yes.
He's Daredevil.
Yes. Zatoichi. Yeah. I don't know. Why not just give the guy the Force and give him a lightsaber? Would it really have fucking ruined the story much? I guess the idea was that there were no Jedis left. Only blind.
But they had all those crystals that they make the lightsabers out of. Like he was in charge of that temple or something. Where they were mining.
Yeah,
they were guarding that.
Yeah, they were like the guardians, right?
He didn't like just like go like, oh, I guess I'll make a lightsaber.
Right, we have all this shit lying around. Maybe it's pretty hard, especially if you're blind.
It's always been a weird thing in Star Wars, though, too, that like only the Jedis can make lightsabers.
Right. I could see like a guy who would be really good at swords who doesn't have the Force and is not a Jedi, he would probably want a lightsaber. And he's not allowed because he doesn't have the Force, I guess. That's not in the movie, by the way.
No.
I guess you know.
But yeah, the Cassian, or is that his name? It's something like that.
Who? The Death Star guy?
The scruffy looking nerd herder guy of this movie. The Han Solo character, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know any of their names.
I just found him like, it seemed like we should want to know his backstory, but they never went into it. Like, we needed another movie prequel about that guy to find out what his story was.
Too many characters. I'm telling you, get rid of the Forrest Whitaker character.
I think you're right there. And it almost detracts too, like, because you see these actors that, like, these famous actors in Star Wars, like, immediately kind of pull you out of the movies.
Yeah.
Because I know as soon as I saw Galen, I was like, oh, it's Hannibal. It's the bad guy from Casino Royale. Mm-hmm. It's the guy from Doctor Strange. So I don't know. Like, I didn't hate it. Like, I don't want to come off like I'm hating this movie because I'm glad I went to see it. I just don't know what it added to the Star Wars universe, really.
The ending was awesome. Like, the last 5-10 minutes were pretty great.
Yeah, once they got out the Star Wars toys, once it went into full-on, here come the X-Wings and TIE Fighters and AT-ATs.
Yeah.
And we're having this huge battle. That stuff was awesome.
And with Darth Vader?
His second scene, yes, where he's being a badass, not saying anything.
No, he did three things. He had three, look. Darth Vader was there to do three things, right? He was there to
provide the comic relief.
He was there to take a shower. He was there to drop a bed, a horrible pun, just like the worst.
How does that line stay in the movie?
Just the worst pun ever. And then he was there to kick ass. And that was it. So he accomplished all those
things. I'm fine with two out of those three things, really. I'm okay. Well, that's like his little room. They've done that before, like with the whole helmet going on.
Sure, sure. Show a little back, show a little skin, see how Anakin cleans off.
To let you know that this dude's a gross dude.
Like,
things are not going well in the dermatology department for this guy.
But he keeps clean, though, so he's not that gross.
Right. He still cares enough to bathe, but it's just not working out for him there.
I don't know how that line stayed in the movie because they took out the line. I think I saw
they took out the Irabel line.
Yes,
which was
they took out
terrible
that.
In the previews.
Yes, that was like in the teaser, yeah, or something.
Right, you're right.
Because that stuck out to me.
Yeah, like I was like prepared for that line like the entire scene. Like, here it comes. She's gonna say it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, there's just so much of this movie where I felt like it was taking way too long for things to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this where we talk about Tarkin?
Yeah, that was a little disturbing. Like, not quite right, Tarkin.
Why did they do that?
I don't
know. Just cast another actor. They cast another actor for Mon Mothma.
Right. they could have done that, and they could have just put, was he totally CG, 100%?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure they used some magic or whatever, but yeah.
Couldn't they totally find a guy that just looked like him and then like tweaked him a little bit? Because there was definitely Uncanny Valley going on
the entire time. Like when he comes on screen, he comes on and you see the back of him and I'm like, oh, okay. They're just going to like, this is going to be like a little playful thing where they like, they show him from the back and he's not going to be like really involved much. But then like the camera pans around and they like zoom in and they're like, yeah, look what we did.
Oh yeah. Then you see his reflection in the mirror first, in the yeah. window first. And then it's like, yeah, look what we did for no apparent reason.
Right. It's just really off-putting that he's like, I don't know. It's like, he has too much detail to his face or something.
Right. And he looks into the camera and you can see nobody's home.
Right,
it's just a little off, but
And they did. I thought the Leia stuff at the end was fine.
That looked okay.
That was like okay. It's touched up a little bit, but I can believe what you're going for here. Mm-hmm. And I mean that's so much limited there that like they probably had a scene where they had her standing there and they could touch it up enough to make it look great.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, if you want to have Tarkin in your film and be this big of a character, which I think makes sense for the story, but just cast an actor. Nobody's going to get upset that it's
a little off.
It's a little off.
But you could, like, you know, you could fix him, like they did with Pee Wee in his second movie. They made him look younger. They could find somebody.
Well, I mean, they completely recast Mon Mothma for these last two movies,
right?
Do that again.
Right, it works. It can be done. There's a lot of people in the world.
We're used to that with actors. Like as long as they're like totally different, it's fine. We'll be accepting of that more than the CG that's going to look. It's not going to age well at all.
Right.
With this movie.
This movie was pretty. I mean, I don't want to spoil. And the fact that everybody dies.
Well, you knew everybody was dying going in.
I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't think about this movie at all. I saw the teaser or whatever.
Okay. You knew that it was about getting the Death Star.
I knew that. Right? I did know that. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that everybody was going to die. But
sure.
Like I said, I didn't really think about it.
Yeah, I knew everybody was going to die going in because these characters don't exist.
I saw Jon Snow on Twitter saying how much he really liked the Donnie Yen character and was hoping for like a spinoff. So I was like, oh, cool. But then I was like, oh, he killed him off. I was going to have a spinoff.
Is he the martial arts guy?
Yeah, or
is he
the guy with the Force is with me and I'm with the Force guy.
Okay, I didn't know whether that was him or his friend with the Gatling gun.
Right. I don't know who that guy is. Yeah, too many characters. It was fine though. It was definitely much better than the three prequels. And you take your pick. It was better than all of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, these were competent actors, I think is what carries that.
And the writing was better too.
It was better. I think a lot of lines fell flat.
Right. Right.
I didn't believe the relationship between Jin and the Cassian or whatever his name was.
Right.
That seemed like totally unbelievable of them not trusting each other. And then at the end being like best friends ready to do it if they didn't all die.
Right.
But what did you wonder some of the, like, it wasn't like overly like, putting in fan service everywhere. Like they definitely could have really fan serviced it up. They had that like scene with C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah, they had a few. The guy next to me was like got very excited every time there was a little Easter egg.
Sure. I mean, that's what people want, right?
Sure. I saw this in IMAX 3D and I don't know. I don't think I'm going to see a 3D movie again. Unless it's 4DX, because the glasses are just so shitty that all like you get all the reflections from the lights that are all around the theater, And it just looks like garbage. I don't know. And my wife said the same thing. So I'm sticking with 2D.
I just watched it in normal 2D mode.
Yeah.
My $5.56 tickets.
Yeah, that's a good price.
Yeah. Can we talk about the good stuff? Yes. Was definitely the space battles.
Yep.
That scene with the Star Destroyers, where they're cutting one Star Destroyer in half with another Star Destroyer.
Right.
That is fantastic.
I don't know that that's... I thought that was a little far-fetched, though.
That's okay.
It looked good. It looked fine.
Right. It was like, okay, yeah, I am down with this. I'm also down with seeing AT-ATs getting taken down in various ways.
Right. I wasn't sure like why the guns worked on the AT-ATs at this point. Maybe they were early AT-ATs. They didn't, you know, they didn't have good shielding yet.
I guess. I mean, it's only a year later. So, like, this movie literally ends like right as the next one starts, New Hope.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love the ending. The last bit with Vader kicking ass. I mean, that was pretty awesome. I could watch a whole movie of that. As
up to that point, I was like wishing that they just had not had Darth Vader in the movie at all.
Right, right. Because the choking line was just... He didn't need to choke him. Like, everything was fine. Like, why do you need to choke him? And, I mean,
I'm fine with him choking him. Just don't say that.
Right. Just choke him and walk away. Just choke him and walk away, you think?
Yeah. Why? Or say something menacing, not that.
Don't choke on your ambitions?
Yeah. Just like, don't test me again or something like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Don't test me. Yeah. That's what he would say if it was Star Wars, like the real Star Wars.
Right. Like, just something straight to the point. I'm Darth Vader. I'm a badass.
At least he didn't say my bad during the movie.
Right. I didn't mean to choke you there. My bad.
Yeah, let's be grateful.
I did like that character, the science, or whatever he was, the guy that was making the Death Star.
The bad guy who wore white?
The bad guy. The guy in the white.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, I thought he carried a good portion of the movie.
Yeah, he did a fine job as well.
Right. I was like, that guy could have been Tarkin for all I cared.
right. We didn't need Tarkin. Just show Tarkin's back and we'd have been fine.
Right. Tarkin has a mask at this point.
All right. Anything else we need to say about Rogue One?
I think people should see it.
People clapped at the end of my theater.
Right. I'm assuming if they listen to this, I hope they saw it because we said everything that happens.
Right. Not much happens. I kept hearing the Seinfeld bass line during the movie.
Like, yeah. I think that was in the soundtrack. I think that might have been why it was just off.
I was really thinking, I was like, is anything going to happen? Like, but I don't know. It was all right. Okay. Thanks for listening again. We'll see you next year.
Bread's done.
You won't get away this time, Dooku.
I don't like Sam.
I've been looking forward to this.
My powers have doubled since the last time we met, Count.
Good. Twice the pride, double the fall.
I don't like Sam. I don't like Sam.
Good, Anakin, good. Kill him. Kill him now.
I shouldn't.
Do it.
I don't like Sam.